Imagine trying to sell a guitar on Facebook Marketplace. A guy named Duckman puts a bid in for it, and when he shows up to buy it, it's actually Riley Green, whose handle on social is Duckman.
Yes.
That actually happened this week.
There's so many things about this story that are intriguing to me. First of all, how cool for the guy who sold the guitar that he got to sell it to Riley Green. Secondly, who would have thought Riley Green goes on Facebook Marketplace to find things?
You know what? I don't care who you are. Riley Jones, office worker, or Riley Green, you know, object of many women's lustful fantasies and yes. country singer. You like a bargain. And Riley Green, you know, the bigger question is, wouldn't you think Riley Green would send somebody, he's big enough now, would
yes.
send somebody over to a stranger's house to pick up something he bought? But we're not talking about just anything. We're talking about a guitar. And any musician will tell you, and I can tell you this because I listen to lots of records, and I have friends who are musicians, they're not going to let somebody else pick out a guitar that they want to play.
No.
They got to pick it up first and start playing.
Yeah, it's got to be in their own hands so that they can experience it. Totally understand that.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if this guy who sold Riley the guitar was like talking to his girlfriend and saying, hey, I know we wanted to go to, I don't know, date night, but I just got somebody who wants to buy my guitar. Let's zoom by the house quickly. We'll do the drop off and then we can go on our date. And she'll go, no, it's always about your guitar. You go by yourself.
And then she finds out it's Riley Green. We'll share the whole story on KSON's Facebook page because when you look at Riley in this picture, if he was walking down the street, I guarantee you he wouldn't catch your attention at all. You wouldn't go, oh my God, look, it's Riley Green. He's got cargo shorts on. His hat is backwards. He looks like...
Yeah. He looks like a really, really attractive bum.
Yeah.
I mean... You know what? No, strike that. He looks like any lifeguard in Del Mar.
Oh, that's true. That is 100% you know,
big,
true.
Big, beefy, rugged. You got to have the stash.
Sure.
I swear to God, if you don't have a mustache as a lifeguard, they give you a fake one until you can grow your own. Every one of them, even the girls. It's crazy. Just joking. You're all beautiful. Anyway, yeah, this guy had the thrill of an afternoon. Here comes Riley Green, who makes this guy look as if he is stunted in growth.
Yeah.
Riley Green is huge.
I know he is, John.
Okay, easy.
I do.
You don't really see it until you see a normal, quote unquote, normal looking person next to him. And it's,
I saw it when he walked into our trailer at Stagecoach.
I know you did. You pretended you were in some type of trouble so he can save you.
Yes.
How did Tammy, she was just standing next to me. How did she end up tied across the railroad tracks screaming for help? It's so crazy. It happened right when Riley Green showed up.
And thankfully, he was able to save me.
Don't mind me. I'm cracking myself up here with this scenario
with
in my head. All of a sudden, you're in this big skirt.
Help! Riley, help me.
That's exactly what I'm picturing. Go and carry on with your day. I'm just going to go here and make up fantasies in my head.
Anyway, you can go to Facebook. We shared it on KSON and John and Tammy's Facebook page. So you can see the guy, too, who sold him the guitar. It's a great story.
I like my story better. 833-287-1037. Time to call and take on Tammy at Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Hurry before the train gets her. We've got tickets to go see Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan this Sunday at Petco Park. Call now, 833-287-1037.
Here's the headliner for our KSON Country Christmas. And at 4 o'clock this afternoon, we're announcing another artist added to the lineup. Here's Max McNown, Done For, on KSON.
Tam and I were both at Petco Park yesterday, roasting in the sun, watching the Padres win yet again. It was awesome. And thinking probably to ourselves, man, wouldn't it be great if one of the biggest country stars in the world was going to play here? And yes, we know that Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean are going to be there on Sunday, but we're talking about another show coming to Petco. You're going to love it.
Luke Combs is bringing his My Kind of Saturday Night tour to Petco Park next June, and tickets go on sale a week from Friday. Also joining Luke Combs are Treaty Oak Revival, Shenandoah.
Shenandoah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wyatt McCubbin and the reigning ACM New Female Artist of the Year, Avery Anna.
And I love when things work out, because guess who's joining us right now? Avery Anna.
Hi, how are you? you?
We're so great. We're so excited to talk to you.
God.
And we're so excited for you. Avery, the last time we talked to you was at Stagecoach. It was our first interview of Stagecoach. And it was right before you were about to go on. And we went out and watched you, and we both looked at you after we were done, or looked at each other after you were done, rather, and said, well, good news, Avery Anna, this is the earliest you'll ever play Stagecoach again.
Well, I hope so. I was very grateful. It was super surreal to be playing the main stage after just a year before I was playing in the tent. But I was so hot. Holy crap.
Yeah.
I've never been so hot on stage in my life. I can't imagine how you guys felt out there. But thanks for being troopers and watching me that early in the day.
But Avery, seriously though, this is the truth. What you did was wake a whole bunch of people up to who Avery Anna is and say, wow, this is somebody that we're really going to pay attention to. And this isn't us just talking to you like this because you're here. It was the buzz in the crowd. And I mean, look at what happened with you. The career trajectory since then has been pretty astounding, Avery. You can agree with that, right?
Yeah, it's definitely... Wow, I don't even know. I feel like it's given me a lot of whiplash for sure, just to go from, you know, writing songs in my closet, singing in my bathtub, to playing the main stage at Stagecoach, ACM New Female Artist of the Year. It's been quite the ride. People are recognizing me at other places other than Target now.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on, but it's really cool to kind of be on this, like, catalyst of success right now, because I have a lot of ideas and dreams and goals, and it feels a lot more possible now. So
oh,
I'm
wow.
kind of on fire with, like, ideas.
What an exciting thing to be able to say.
It's very cool, yeah.
When you were nominated for New Female Artist of the Year, did you think you had a shot?
I had no idea, because I can't, like, perceive myself the way others perceive me. I just am
sure.
always my worst critic, as, like, self-deprecating as that sounds. I just have so much imposter syndrome. You know, the other nominees are my friends, and I think they're amazing, and I adore them, and I just couldn't imagine that being me. Winning was, like, I guess, like, the most loving smack in the face ever.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Country music truly, really, is the only genre of music where the artists say things like that and mean it.
I literally immediately got texts from Emily and Dasha, and, like, everyone's congratulating each other, and we're all so
it's
proud
cool.
of each other, and, like, yeah, I don't know. I've never felt, like, any nasty feelings with any of the women in the industry right now.
Hey, let's
yeah.
talk about Blood Runs Thicker and the fact that you are opening up for Luke freaking Combs
oh
at Petco
gosh,
Park.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
Yeah, not too shabby, Avery Anna. Talk about whiplash.
You know what? It's going to feel pretty good singing Blood Runs Thicker in a stadium full of people, let me tell you. But I am even more excited to just, like, watch him and, like, learn from him. I've never done stadiums, and I've never seen him live, and I've listened to his music all growing up. So I'm like, I don't even know how to process it. I'll be all excited.
We are with Avery Anna, and yeah, she's part of the just announced Luke Combs My Kind of Saturday Night Tour hitting Petco Park next June.
Blood Runs Thicker, if I can say so, is a kick-ass song. You're going to gain so many new fans because of that, because they're going to love your sound.
I would hope so. They're going to be like this 5'4" blonde girl singing songs about her exes, and then all of a sudden... she's a rocker.
Yeah,
like
I know.
That.
I love it.
No, it's fun. It's fun to observe people in the crowd that have, like, never seen me before, because I usually get the stamp of approval from the dads in that song.
I bet you do. You got one from this dad. I heard that song. First of all, I'm a rocker, so I'm like, yeah. But I love the message behind it as well. Avery Anna, we are so excited for you. We will see you when Luke hits Petco Park. I'm sorry, when Avery Anna and Luke
yes.
Combs hits Petco Park. Tickets are on sale next week. All the info at KSON.com. Avery Anna, just one more thing. The next time you join us, we have to put our minds together as to what you think Luke's going to give you for a present on that tour.
Oh,
oh my gosh. The tour is the present.
Well, Avery, aww. Yes, I know that. But let me, the needy, very, very shallow one, say you're going to get a pretty good present too, I'll bet. Anyway,
oh,
more on that later. We got lots of career to worry about. Avery Anna, enjoy everything that's happening. We'll see you when we see you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
How excited is Avery Anna on one of the biggest tours of next year?
Mm-hmm. Luke Combs at Petco Park, June 26th. Tickets go on sale a week from Friday. But right now, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to that show before anybody can buy them if you're caller 10.
833-287-1037. Be the first in California to win tickets to see Luke Combs, along with, among others, ACM New Artist of the Year, who we just heard, Avery Anna. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
It's out to Tim in Fallbrook. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Really well. Appreciate your energy, bro. Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of the studio, please.
Hey, Tammy, why don't you take a break?
All right. Good luck.
Tim, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100 thanks to West Automotive Group. 5 San Diego locations, AAA rated, the highest quality automotive service and repair in San Diego County. I also need to let you know, buddy, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
The Rock released a song dedicated to his daughters called Your Dad. He wants to explore a music career and make old school soul with some country flavor. He wrote the song as part of a companion soundtrack to the movie where he plays Maui. What's that movie?
Maui.
A source says Taylor Swift's 3 cats are feuding with Travis Kelce's dog. This and more in my new book, Who Gives a Crap? In what city did Taylor and Travis get married?
New York.
Sugarland is going on tour to celebrate the 20th anniversary of their second album, Enjoy the Ride. Complete the missing lyric from Sugarland's first number one song, Baby Girl. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money.
I'm so broke, it ain't even funny.
45 years ago, John Hinckley Jr. tried to assassinate President Reagan to impress this actress, who has 2 Oscars, including one for Silence of the Lambs. Who is she?
Jodie Foster.
And finally, Henry Winkler's parents weren't supportive of his dreams until he actually made it. He says, quote, it was too late. I didn't care. I needed them to be on board when I was confused about everything. Henry became a worldwide superstar in the 70s playing the Fonz and also had a career comeback playing an acting teacher in what Bill Hader dramedy?
That I have no idea.
All right, let's get Tam back in. All right, Tim, how's Fallbrook today? One of my favorite little towns, man.
Well, Fallbrook is a little warm this morning, but right now I'm in San Diego. I'm working right now at Renroy Printing.
You're in San Diego, and it's still warm right now.
And it's still warm right now, yeah.
Tim did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
All right, Tammy, The Rock released a song dedicated to his daughters called Your Dad. I will not listen to it. Nothing but pandering.
Yeah.
He wants to explore a music career and make old school soul with some country flavor. Oh, that's nice. He wrote a song as part of a companion soundtrack to the movie where he plays Maui. What's that movie?
Moana.
That is right.
Moana.
Yeah.
Moana. Oh.
Okay. 1-0, Tam. Tammy, a source says Taylor Swift's 3 cats are feuding with Travis Kelce's dog. You can read all about it in my new book, Who Gives a Crap? In what city... In what city did Taylor and Travis get married in?
New York City.
It's 2-1. Sugarland's going on tour to celebrate the 20th anniversary of their second album, Enjoy the Ride. Complete the missing lyric from Sugarland's first number one song, Baby Girl. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money.
I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Yeah, I won't sing that.
I also
again.
Would have accepted. I've also would have accepted another line. Do you know what that one was?
I'm so rich yes. that I ain't funny.
That's right. That's my favorite part of the song. Yeah. Dude, you got a half a point on that. I'm giving you a half a point because it's I'm in a good mood. Tammy, 45 years ago, John Hinckley Jr. tried to assassinate President Reagan to impress this actress who has 2 Oscars, including one for Silence of the Lambs. Who is she?
Jodie Foster.
Yeah. John Hinckley Jr. says he now wishes Jodie well. Hope she has a good life. Jody's like, please stop talking about me.
Right.
Please stop talking about me. It's now 4-2, Tammy. Because Tim knew that. And finally, Tammy, Henry Winkler's parents weren't supportive of his dreams until he actually made it. He says, quote, it was too late. I didn't care. I needed him to be on board when I was confused about everything. It's very sad, actually. Henry became a worldwide superstar in the 70s playing the Fonz and also had a career comeback playing an acting teacher in what Bill Hader dramedy?
Oh, I kind of remember that, but I don't remember the name.
He was awesome, nominated for many Emmys in Barry.
Oh, Barry, okay.
Barry.
Recommend,
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, recommend Barry. Okay, today we finished with a score of 4-2 for Tammy. So, Tim, you're not going to get any of Tam's money, but we're hooking you up with a pretty cool prize, bro.
A pair of tickets for KSON Country Christmas at Front Wave Arena, December 5th. Max McNown is our headliner. We also have Ian Munsick, Graham Barham, and this afternoon at 4, Scotty's going to add another name to that list.
Thanks, you guys are great.
You know what, Tim? I happen to agree. Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day at work. We appreciate you listening very much. Before you leave, unfortunately, Tim, I do have to have you say this.
I'm Tim in Fallbrook, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood knowledge.
Luis swings, lines it into right field, a base hit. Laura charging, has the great arm. Here's the throw to the plate. Sanchez is tagged. He's safe! Padres walk it off. The Padres complete the sweep 4-3.
Audio coverage courtesy of 97.3 The Fan, our sister station. I mean, wow. There's so much to talk about. They complete the sweep of the team that, until they hit San Diego, had the best record in all of baseball. I think they still might, except they just are three losses more, thanks to our boys. But that's not even the biggest story. The biggest story is that Tammy went to the Padres game yesterday.
I did get to go yesterday, and I went with some friends of mine and my husband, and now they were rooting for the Brewers, but there was a good reason for it.
I'm with Coach Lucas. Coach is with our gym, Latitude 32 Fitness in El Cajon.
Howdy.
And of course you are wearing Brewers.
I was born in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, which is just outside of Madison. But I grew up going to Brewers games all the time as a kid. So I still root for the Padres too, but only when the Brewers are in town, I gotta switch back.
So today, what do you think the score is going to be after the last few games, Lucas?
You know, honestly,
I'm not making fun. I don't want to poke. I don't want to
really
poke the bear.
I really hope the Brewers can at least win one here, because I went to the last two, and no luck.
So let's play ball.
Hopefully you don't get booed this time, Tammy.
Oh, my God. Lucas, that was so long ago.
Yes, but it still is one of the most awesome stories of all time when a completely sold out Petco Park all started chanting Tammy sucks and booing when Tammy made
no
an appearance.
No one yelled Tammy sucks. Okay, no one said that. Okay, so Dierks Bentley was playing at Petco Park after a game. They were retiring Trevor Hoffman's number. And Trevor Hoffman at one point was a Milwaukee Brewer. And I thought, this is awesome.
Every time you tell the story, I love it
more. Brand new here in San Diego. Here's someone we can relate to. And I said, we moved here from Wisconsin. I grew up going to Brewers games. Trevor Hoffman was a Brewer, so I thought that was a good sign. No one yelled, no one cares. Stop
it.
Who
are you?
Okay.
Where's Brooks?
Oh, my God. I thought it was a good sign. I thought it meant something nice. And I got to tell you, even though we got booed, and I said in the microphone, you can't boo me. I'm not doing anything wrong.
I just loved how I supported you the whole time.
Yeah, right. As we were leaving the stadium, I had several people come up to me and stop me and say, you know, don't let those people booing at you make you feel bad. It's your hometown team. Of course, there's a connection.
Oh, it was so great.
Anyway.
One of the best days of my life. It
sure
really,
was.
Really was. By the way, I'm playing with you and I love you, because if that would have happened to me, if I would have been booed, oh man, it would have been the worst for
I
you.
I was so shocked.
Well, now you know better, right?
I do.
I also went to the Padres game yesterday. I also cheered our playoff bound, if the season were to end today, San Diego Padres on. And what an amazing day with my former neighbor, but he'll always be my neighbor, Gary.
Neighbor Gary, 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 his neighbor Gary.
Our experience at the Padres game coming up next. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
On the ground, right side, as Bowers will flip to the pitcher, late getting over, here comes Fernando, get tied, 2-2!
That was Don Orsillo with his almost shocked coverage, as we all were, from Padres TV, of the Padres tying it up yesterday. I believe it was that point of the game where I looked at neighbor Gary, I said, what the bleep just happened? How did we just tie this game up? And the Padres end up winning it. Padres did some unbelievable stuff. All they did the last week was go 5-1 against the first place Astros and the first place Brewers. Mm-hmm. And better yet, we are now back in the playoffs. If the season were to end today, we would be in the playoffs, the number two wild card team. This has been a great week of baseball. Padres deserve a day off. And we had a wonderful day in the sunshine. I mean, we, because Tam was there, as you heard.
I was.
And I was there with a legendary friend of the show, my neighbor Gary.
Neighbor Gary, 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 his neighbor Gary.
Who was only just okay with me being there.
What?
Well, listen, you'll love this.
Oh, it's almost like cheating, neighbor Gary. Afternoon baseball, while everyone else working, we're playing. You got to love this, huh?
I do love it. The seats are amazing. But you said we were sitting with Tammy. Is she coming down, or do I get to see her today?
I guess she's in a different section. Is that going to be okay?
Hey, I got to go use the restroom. I'll be right back.
Yeah, very disappointed that you weren't there.
We again, were on opposite sides of the stadium, I think.
I thought we were going to be sitting near each other. I didn't see the entire game, but it didn't stop, I don't know, about 10 people from doing what they always do. Where's Tammy? Well, including neighbor Gary, who drove there with me. We had a blast. Although it dawned on me, as I don't get to hang out with neighbor Gary as much as I used to. He's not my neighbor anymore.
Yeah, you don't live next to each other, yeah.
So when we do get together, it's like, you know, like it is. Old friends getting caught up on old times. And we did what dudes usually do. We talked about dorky movies, stupid stuff that guys talk about.
So neighbor Gary, when my daughter Abby and I were at a ball game a couple weeks ago, a couple of dudes behind us were having like this really intense, very nice conversation, but very passionate about the nerdiest stuff. And my daughter and I, we weren't really making fun of them, but we were just like kind of like, wow, you know. And I'm thinking right now, is everybody around us thinking the same thing about us and the conversations that we're having right now?
We're totally nerding it out right now.
What have we covered so far?
Cable boxes, watching movies. We have to watch all the way through, like Empire Strikes Back, etc. Yeah, we're probably nerding it out at a baseball game too much.
I don't think there's any probably about it.
So what you were like looking at somebody else, oh my God, nerd. Now it was exactly what you were
they
doing.
They had to have been. Mm-hmm. They had to have been. We had just both recently seen the Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
So we were really discussing the merits of that movie the entire time.
And
there was a game going on.
I was
going
to say, no one turned around and said, hey.
They had to have, but I think we were just too involved with each other, Tammy.
Okay.
And then we just saw another Padres victory. Oh my goodness, what a great. Ever since I've been back from vacation.
Yeah.
I don't think they've lost.
Mm-mm.
I don't know what that means, but yay.
It doesn't mean you get to go back on vacation, John.
Padres have a day off today. They have played, I think they played 26 games in 27 days.
Wow.
They need a day off.
Yeah.
And then they're traveling. I think they play in Cleveland. It doesn't matter. We're in the playoffs right now. Woo-hoo. It's awesome. Go Pods. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Are there secret Morgan Wallen songs that we don't know about yet because they're not billed as Morgan Wallen songs?
So when Morgan Wallen sat down with Theo Von, podcaster Theo Von, and was talking about with all this music that they potentially write for an album, you never use all the music. He thought about maybe doing something a little different.
I mean, we recorded 50 or 51 songs and, you know, who knows? I might make a side project of something if something that has nothing to do with my name. I've always kind of wanted to do that anyway, not be any kind of style of music that I normally do, you know, just to see what happens to it, you know. So maybe what if I took a song of mine that didn't make my album, but it's got a story,
yeah,
it's got all these things, you know, what would people like that? I don't know.
I do know, Morgan. I'll tell you right now, the answer is no, they will not like that. You know why? Two words. Chris Gaines.
Oh my God, would you get over that?
A kid with a dream.
Mm-hmm.
Had this bad dream of, hey, I know I'm the biggest star on the planet right now, but what if I am not and pretend I'm some moody emo singer and I'm going to tour and there's going to be a comic book and a TV show and a movie and no one cared, uh-huh, Garth Brooks, about Chris Gaines.
Okay.
That's why this is a bad idea.
First of all, calm down. I don't think Morgan Wallen's doing anything that's an alter ego kind of thing.
Good,
he was
good.
Alluding to the fact that I'd like to try something different and not put my name on it and then see if people like it. Well, several TikTokers posted clips and they credited it to an artist by the name of Cole Hadley, with some people saying this is Morgan Wallen's alter ego.
What he calls down. I'm the only one at this table.
Okay, that's clearly Morgan Wallen. And here's the thing. It's a big fake. It's a big fake. When you go to try to find it, there was an Instagram page. That's suddenly gone.
They're also saying that any kind of Cole Hadley, quote-unquote, music's been removed from,
yes,
streaming services.
Yes.
Probably because it didn't exist. Is this even a Morgan Wallen song?
I don't know.
Could this be like a Morgan Wallen AI-created thing?
I don't know if someone got a hold of maybe some of Morgan Wallen's unreleased stuff. Because guess what? That sounds exactly like
All
Morgan
right.
Wallen.
So I'm confused.
And what he was talking about wanting to do was something completely not Morgan Wallen.
All right, just Tammy, help. I'm really confused now.
Okay.
I'm sure I'm not the only one, so help walk us through this.
Okay, I'll try.
Was this probably an internet hoax or an AI-created hoax?
I would say yes.
Okay. Was Chris Gaines a horrible idea that almost destroyed Garth Brooks' career?
Okay, it didn't destroy his career.
I said almost, and I think that might be up for discussion.
Well,
but it's a different topic.
I think his bank account would tell you differently.
Well, I didn't say he was poor. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Chula Vista. Say good morning to Nick. Hi, Nick.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, buddy, would you do me a favor? Kick Tammy out of our studio, please.
All right, Tammy. Go ahead and take that break right now.
All right. Good luck.
Nick, five pop culture questions for you, buddy. You get more right than Tam, you get $100 thanks to West Automotive Group. Five San Diego locations, AAA rated, the highest quality automotive service and repair in San Diego County. Want to remind you, buddy, all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay, Nick?
All right, we got it.
Julie Andrews is not going to do Princess Diaries 3 because she thinks, quote, she's really past all that now. She's more into voice work and writing books. She's also 90 years old. Who was the star of the Princess Diaries?
Oh, I'm lost on that one.
Taylor Swift has officially become the youngest musician to be inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame. Taylor's first number one song was Our Song. Was that when she was 15, 16, or 17 years old when she got that number one?
I'll go 15 on that one.
Henry Winkler's parents weren't supportive of his dreams until he actually made it. He says, quote, it was too late. I didn't care. I needed them to be on board when I was confused about everything. Henry became a worldwide superstar in the 70s playing the Fonz. In fact, the Fonz was so huge that his famous leather jacket is on display still in what famous Washington, D.C. museum?
The Smithsonian.
Tennis player Pete Sampras had a birthday yesterday. He's still married to actress Bridget Wilson, who played Adam Sandler's teacher and eventual girlfriend in what Adam Sandler film?
Billy Madison.
And finally, The Rock released a song dedicated to his daughters called Your Dad. The Rock's first lead role in a feature film was this 2002 spinoff of The Mummy Returns. What was it called?
Scorpion King.
Oh, all right. Let's get Tam back in. Way to finish strong. Nick, what's going on with you today?
Nothing much. I'm on my way into work. I was a little upset. I didn't do as good as I thought I would, and normally fire him off.
Look at you, Nick. Nick did 3 out of 5 and is not satisfied with his outcome.
That's a nice job.
I'm taking it. You usually go 5 out of 5, right?
Well, I tell you what, you know, yesterday I thought if I could have got through yesterday, that would have been $100 in the bank. You know what I mean?
And yet when you come on live, it's a little different, huh?
It's very weird.
It's a little different, yeah.
I hear that all the time, buddy. All right, Tammy. Tammy, Julie Andrews isn't doing Princess Diaries 3. There's a few reasons why. Number one, quote, she thinks it's really past all that now. Secondly, she's more into voice work and writing books. Also, she's 90.
Yeah, right.
Like, no, I'm done.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. Who is the star of Princess Diaries?
Anne Hathaway.
That is right. That's one that Nick did not get right. 1-0, Tam. Taylor Swift has officially become the youngest musician to be inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame. Taylor's first number one song was Our Song. Was she 15, 16, or 17 years old when she hit number one?
Oh, when she hit number one. Dang, because I know she started so young. I'm going to say she was 16.
No, she was 17.
Really?
Still young to get your first number one song that you also wrote. But yes, no, it took a while to get there. But yeah. 17 years old. It's still 1-0, Tammy. Henry Winkler's parents weren't supportive of his dreams until he actually made it. Quote, it was too late. I didn't care. I needed them to be on board when I was confused about everything. Henry became a worldwide superstar in the 70s playing the Fonz. In fact, the Fonz was so huge that his famous leather jacket is on display in what famous Washington, D.C. museum?
The Smithsonian.
That's right. It's now 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, tennis player Pete Sampras had a birthday yesterday. He's married to actress Bridget Wilson, who played Adam Sandler's teacher and eventual girlfriend in what Sandler film?
Billy Madison?
Ah, that's right. Nick said there's no way he didn't know that. And he was right. He got it right as well. So now 3-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, The Rock released a song dedicated to his daughters called Your Dad. He wants to explore a music career and make old school soul with some country flair. The Rock's first lead role in a feature film was this 2002 spinoff of The Mummy Returns. What was it called?
Good Lord.
Oh, by the way, Nick got this right.
Yeah. I have absolutely no idea.
He was kind of a secondary character, but it was so huge and like just charismatic. They're like, we got to make a movie about this guy. He was in other movies before that, but that was his first starring role, feature film, and he carried it. Nick, today, you guys tie. Unfortunately, all ties go to Tammy, so you have to come back to actually claim your championship. But in the meantime, we got a great prize for you.
You are going to KSON's Country Christmas, December 5th at Front Wave Arena, starring Max McNown, Ian Munsick, Graham Barham, and we're going to add another name to that list this afternoon at 4.
Awesome.
Nick, thanks for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
All right. Hey, not a problem.
Huge show coming up on Sunday as the Padres get out of town. Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean come into town, and we cannot wait for that, especially because we've known our next guest for a pretty long time.
What's up, kiddos?
Hi, Luke.
It's got to be so great at this point in your life, Luke Bryan, to call a couple of yahoos like us and just say, hey, it's Luke. No publicist, no agenda, just, you know, three close friends talking about how much they love each other.
That's exactly what this is. I'm just glad y'all haven't been replaced with AI yet.
Well,
oh, thank God.
How do you replace something with no intelligence with artificial intelligence? Luke, I do believe we owe you a thank you. A few years back now, you recorded a happy anniversary, John and Tammy, for our, I think it was our 20th year together. It's now our 26th year together. We don't even know why at this point, but we're so thankful that we are still together, you know, and to talk to you, because you're a dude that's been with us the entire time.
When I start sending 20-year anniversaries to people that I remember in their early years of the business, it's a little scary, but hey, as long as we're still having fun and as long as our children haven't drove us insane, I guess we're doing good.
You can probably tell we're with Luke Bryan. Luke is coming to town right now with Jason Aldean. They'll be playing Petco Park Sunday. We will be at Baja Rick's before that show on Sunday, and it's your absolute last chance to win tickets to that show. Also, if you have tickets, we'll have some upgrades too, so show up.
What do you still find so exciting and so great, because you've been doing this for a long time, about going out on that stage?
Well, with me, through the years, I've gotten to be really, really good friends with a lot of professional athletes. Chipper Jones and I are buddies, not to name drop, but I will. Chipper Jones and me and Peyton Manning obviously spent a lot of time together. And as an athlete, you have a shelf life.
Yeah.
I watch them have to retire from a game that they love. I mean, when you're playing at that level, whether you're a country music singer or an athlete, you get to that level because you love it more than everybody else. You're almost just crazy enough to love it this much. So when I can be this many years in and walk out and play in front of a lot of fans and still get to, you know, I guess the most fun part is I really still get to do what I love, and I get to still feel like I'm 30 years old. And as long as that's going on, I mean, it's very intoxicating and amazing and fun. And as long as I can feel like we still got fans that are really enjoying the shows and wanting to come out, it's really fun to be able to stand on that stage and deliver. You know, I know Jason well enough to say he feels the same way. I mean, he and I grew up playing little bars around Georgia and college bars and frat parties. And the fact that he and I stand on the stage in San Diego at the home of the Padres, I mean, these are pinch me moments, and you know, we don't really take any of these moments for granted.
That's cool. Luke, when we talk to younger artists, and I mean, let's face it, they're all younger artists for the most part now, when we talk to them, we're asking them, who are you learning from when you're on the road, when you're opening up for these megastars? Are you soaking it all in? And dude, to your credit, so many of them say that you are somebody that not only are they learning from, but you embrace that. And you are like, hey, let me help you, as opposed to being kind of a reluctant, okay.
That's the beauty of the country music family and carrying on legacies. And I never will forget one time I was having some vocal issues early in my career, and I got Ronnie Dunn's number, and I called Ronnie. And he stayed on the phone with me talking out what was going on and what am I doing and vocal stuff. And I'm like, I'm on the phone with one of my, literally the guy that I grew up trying to sing and emulate.
Yeah.
And he spent all that time. So I think that's just a testament of what country music is and about. And I think anytime you can set an example to younger artists coming up through the ranks, it's the only way to go about it. It's just a lot easier to do that. I mean, it's a lot of work. I tell people, you know, it's a lot of work to be an
We'll have more with Luke Bryan in just a moment, but I want to remind you there are a couple of chances for you to win tickets to this Sunday show if you don't have them.
Saturday, I will be Gas Lamp at the new Cahoots location from 2 to 4. We've got tickets there. And then Sunday, right before the show, Tam and I hosting a pregame, a pre-party at Baja Ricks, where we are not only giving out last chance tickets.
Yeah, but we can upgrade you too. So if you have tickets, but you're like, oh, they're in the nosebleeds, maybe you can get better seats.
Nothing better than a lobster taco and a seat upgrade. More with Luke Bryan coming up. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. We are back, continuing our conversation with Luke Bryan. He's part of, obviously, the Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean Double Down Tour coming to Petco Park on Sunday. Chase Matthew, Gavin Adcock, also part of that.
Our whole conversation this morning really truly feels like we're just old friends catching up. I love that.
We are.
Obviously, you and Jason are old friends catching up when you're doing these shows together. I imagine that's what it's going to feel like.
The bottom line with me is I just love doing music. I love the people involved, just like talking to you guys, knowing that, you know, we've gotten such a long history together, and I've watched y'all move markets and travel to different places to grow y'all's show. And then the fact that I've still got fans from, you know, when I first came out as an artist to the now that I look out there and there's a younger generation of fans, and I'm up there doing this. And then there's a younger generation of artists that they're launching and navigating their career a lot differently than I did. It's really fun to hear what they're going through as young artists and watch them grow.
Let's talk about some of the newer artists that you are getting a chance to talk to and learn from and mentor as a judge on American Idol. I have to know, I mean, you're Luke Bryan. We all know this. Carrie Underwood's Carrie Underwood. Well, you guys are sitting next to, and I know you're aware of this, but what is it like to be sitting next to someone like Lionel Richie, who has written so many of the best songs of our lifetime, of a lot of lifetimes? Are you, I mean, I guess now you're used to it, but when at least when it first started, were you not Luke Bryan for a while and just a music fan who wanted to pick the brain of a freaking legend that's sitting right next to you in Lionel Richie?
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing about Lionel Richie is my first times around Lionel were so impactful in my life, and that was even before, you know, the American Idol gig happened. So now that we get to sit there and hear his stories and just see his lifetime of work and his knowledge, and he gets to tell us his stories, and then the fact that I moved to Nashville as a Lionel Richie lover and fan, the fact that he and I have become great friends and just have such a great relationship together, it's been one of the highlights of my career. And the fact that Lionel is one of the nicest humans on the planet and sets an example of how you ought to be, it's good from top to bottom to know him. And Carrie and I really enjoy his company and his knowledge, and we have a good time with it.
It's so full circle, dude, because I remember early Luke Bryan shows when you used to cover Lionel's All Night Long, and it killed. Now it's full circle. You're his close friend. It's so cool, dude.
He picks up the phone when I call.
That's
crazy.
That's so cool.
Hey, has Carrie ever brought you any of her? I know she's really big into gardening and canning, and we all saw the video of her pantry at her house.
You never turn down an opportunity to accept Carrie Underwood mason jars. I mean, she is like a savant in that world. You know, she's brought Lionel and I some gift baskets. We're happy to get it, and she's, you know, Carrie's a really amazing person when you get to know her, and I'm happy that I get to know her. And when she gets home, you know, she kind of becomes Carrie Underwood, the mother and the gardener and the canner, and the fact that she has that as an escape. And then when she's on stage, she's Carrie Underwood, the superstar, rock star. She's like a little mini Martha Stewart.
Thank God it's good, because wouldn't it just be awful if she really stunk at it and she was all excited and gave everybody stuff? You're like, yay.
More jam. Great news.
All right. Are we going to see any kind of pranks between you and Jason at all on Sunday?
We're a little light on the pranks. We just want to have fun. And there's always something unexpected that comes up, but we're gonna have a great time out there with the fans, and it'll be certainly a night to remember.
Two dudes that have worked very hard to be exactly where they are in their life right now. A couple of longtime pals fulfilling a dream of playing in a ball field. Mm-hmm. And that's really what it is, man. That's really, really cool. Luke, we love you, man. That's all there is to it. Thank you for always remembering us, even if you are pretending. We are very, very...
He gets his little folder out.
Oh, trust
John
me.
And Tammy folder.
I know. It's a lot. It's a lot. Dude has a lot of obligations.
It's all good. It's a pleasure, and we're looking forward to seeing y'all. Great to hear you guys' voice, and we got a lot of memories together, and glad y'all are still having fun with it.
Thank you, Luke. We'll see you on Sunday, man.
Love you, honey.
All right, see y'all.
And we will see you, hopefully before Saturday. I will be at Cahoots in Gaslamp giving out some tickets to see Luke and his buddy Jason Aldean. And then on Sunday, Tam and I, oh darn, got a pregame at Baja Ricks.
And we'll be there from 2 to 4. Not only could you win tickets, but if you have tickets, you could get upgraded.
It's going to be a great weekend in San Diego, man. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.